Parshas Achrei Mos has the pasuk of V'chai Bohem. Hashayasa Oisim Ha'adam V'chai Bohem. And Chazal learned that from there, V'chai Bohem V'leishu Yomus Bohem. This is the makor of the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh being Deicha, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That person, right, this is what Hatzalah runs on, the Josh of V'chai Bohem. That call comes in on Shabbos, that somebody's life is in danger, so you get into the ambulance, you get into your car, you drive, you don't hesitate, because Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha. All Yisurim, almost all Yisurim. So the way the Gemara expresses it in Pesachim Daf Chafei is Bakul Misrapin. You're allowed to use anything as medicine. Meaning, no matter what Yisurim may be involved, it's like Rashi says, even if the ingredients of the medicine are not kosher, even if they're Macholis Hasuris or Yisuri Hanah, you have a medicine that uses ingredients that are Erla, the Kilei Kerem, Basa B'Cholav. Nevertheless, you're allowed to take that medicine. The Gemara clarifies, not if it's a chol she'im by sakana. If it's a chol she'im by sakana, then you wouldn't be allowed. But if it's a chol she'yesh by sakana, so we're dealing with a pikuach nefesh, so for pikuach nefesh, bakul misrapim. I guess I should just add what I just said, that it's only for a chol she'yesh by sakana. That means when you're going to be doing the actual aveira. Our medicines nowadays, in many cases, medicines. Pills are, you know, pills that people put in their mouth and then swallow with water are, many places, I think based on Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, consider that to be shaleke derech achila, which is not the real ma'is aveira. And the Gemara, also in Pesachim over there, says that even chelish she'in by sakana is allowed to use machalas asurais shaleke derech achila. So that's the heter that allows us to use most medications that we have for achila without really asking shailas, and even on Pesach for achila, even in by sakana, for if it's just a pill that's being taken, that's considered like a achila. But that's not what we're talking about today. I'm just mentioning that to clarify. But this Gemara that says bakul misrapim is talking about achila sheish by sakana. It's talking about when you're going to do the actual aveira. If the doctor says that you need to eat besar chazir in order to get better, so you're allowed to, bakol misrapim. If the doctor says that you have to eat erlo or kilei akerem in order to get better, so you're allowed to. That's talking about where it's a chol she'yesh by sakana, where otherwise the patient's life would be in danger, so then you could make a medicine out of anything. But then the end of the sentence that begins bakol misrapim, it says, bakol misrapim chutz me'atzei asheira. The only thing that you can't make medicine out of is the wood of an asheira tree. Such an asherah tree, an avodah zarah tree, a tree that's worshipped or a tree that's used in the worship of avodah zarah. That's called an asherah tree.
Does that apply to Yayin Nesef too?
So that's not asherah, but yeah, it could the same halacha. Actually, let's put that on hold. That's going to come in very much to the discussion that's coming up. So asheiras don't happen too often nowadays, right? It means a tree that's worshipped when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. So it says asherihem to sufunim ba'esh, that you should destroy all the asheiras. There was a mice a few years ago I thought I remembered that it was Passaic. I said it over on Shabbos. Somebody else told me it was Teaneck. So I don't know, somewhere in New Jersey, but zichur not Lakewood. There was somebody bought a house, and there was a tree in the backyard. And the neighbor told him, you know the story with this tree? You know what's the story of this tree? So the previous owner, every morning at 6 o'clock, she would come out and kneel in front of this tree and put down a basket of fruit. I think is the way that I remember the Maisa. So that was the Rabbanim, the local Rabbanim discussed what was the status of that tree. I think they considered it to be a real Asherah.
And maybe the lady was just crazy.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, they must have to make their own.
Avodah Zarah,
in other words?
Is that part of an organized religion?
Not organized. I mean, if someone decides this tree is going to become my Avodah Zarah, that's an Avodah Zarah. Because it doesn't sound normal today.
That's what I'm saying. She's crazy.
Right, exactly. In today's world,
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really know what, maybe we should interview her. What was her, what does she mean to be doing?
Because we don't know of anything like that. If you said to me, Buddhists, whatever they do, it's a different story.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll say this was an Asherah Shaila that came up lately. I'm not sure what the halacha was, but this was an Asherah Shaila. But anyway, the Gemara says that Atzei Asherah you can't use for medication, meaning even though it's pikuach nefesh, but if the medicine involves asherah, so then you have to die. Now, parsha pshat, this is not terribly surprising, because we know that there's three aveiros that are heard by Yara, one of them is avodah zarah, so the Gemara over here is referring to avodah zarah. I'd say asherah, that's avodah zarah. Problem is, what exactly is the aveira of being misrapi with asay asherah? So the Rishonim say that there's two scenarios that...
It's
Asa Bahanah. So Asa Bahanah. So one way to learn the Gemara...
It's also Asa Bahanah, but you can have it.
True. But Asa Asherah is Asa Mishum Avodazara. Right. So one way that you might learn the Gemara is that when it says you can't be misrapi with Asa Asherah, even if you're going to die, Chas v'shalom, you can't be misrapi with Asa Asherah, it means that let's say the doctor says that you need certain herbs, certain, you know, roots, leaves, and right, because those leaves have medicinal power. And so he tells you to get, you know, the root from a cinnamon plant. And so you go, you know, you say, okay, where can I find roots of the cinnamon plant? And they tell you that the only place in this town, the only garden that grows cinnamon is the church. And they worship it. Now, you weren't looking for that. You just wanted cinnamon. If they had it in the library, if they had it in the botanical gardens, you'd be very happy. It punked happens to be that the only one that you can find is in the church. That's one scenario. The other scenario of being misrapi by Asay Asherah is where the doctor says, oh, this ailment, you need to appeal to the cinnamon god. Or something like that. Right? You need this leaf, this root that was worshipped in the base of a desire, that could make you better. So you're not just looking for cinnamon, you're looking for the one that was worshipped in the base of a desire. Maybe the doctor says that there's some kind of special technique, special incantation that we can make with that which was worshipped in the base of a desire that'll make you better. And that's what the Gemara is saying is the Harag Bal Yavar. So which are the two cases, right? The Gemara is saying that something about using Atzei Asherah for a medication is so bad that it's a Harag Bal Yavar. So does it mean when it's just a random plant that happens to be Avodah Zarah? Or does it mean Dafka when you're trying to tap into the Avodah Zarah power? So Tosfos says that of course it only means the second case. The Gemara is saying that you can't use Avodah Zarah power to make yourself better. And that's so bad that it's a Harag Bal Yavar. Okay, that we understand.
But you're mashana the ick, so it's like you're changing the status of it, so it's
yeah.
Get rid of the
fact that there's a shinui. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you think that it's really through that,
I don't know. You're right. There are connections between this sugya and the sugya of Shinui by Gneva, by Esnan, but I'm not sure. So Tosfos says that the only time that there's halacha v'harag bal yavar is if you mean to be tapping into the avodah zarah power of the plant. But if you're just using a plant that happens to be avodah zarah, then you're allowed. Now, not that it isn't an aveira, like you said before, that plant is asur b'hanah. So if you wanted it just because, you know, you're baking cinnamon babka, so you're looking for cinnamon, and they tell you the only cinnamon in town is in the base of a desara, so that's also, you're not allowed to put it in your cinnamon babka, because there's a lav in the Torah, l'gid bak b'yodcha mu'umma min hacherem. Hacherem means what the Torah said, hacherem tachremenu, you know, they have to destroy the avodah zarah. And from that, chayrim, la'yidbak b'yadcha mu'umma, you can't have anything out of it. So we learn from there that avodah zarah is asur b'hanah. So the cinnamon that grows in the base of avodah zarah is asur b'hanah. But zok taisis, even though it's asur b'hanah, but it's not yahar v'al yavar. If a chayil is going to die, so he doesn't have to drop dead rather than be over that isser. That's an isser, like all these surim, just like Machal Shabbos to save a chayil. So you could be nana from avodah zarah to save a chayil. He's just violating Alaysa said. The only time that we say yahar v'al yavar is when you're using the avodah zarah power of the plant. That's taisis' trap. But the Ran argues, the Ran says, it's not the simple reading of the Gemara. The Ran and others, especially Rabbeinu David, ask this kash from the reading of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara, Bakomas Rabbim Chutzme Asay Asherah, sounds like you can never use Asay Asherah for Rafua. If the Rafua involves Asay Asherah, you have to give up your life. And the Ran says, yeah, it makes sense. The reason is because you're over a leisase. It's just a low-level leisase. What we're doing, Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the most serious areas in the Torah. It's one of the chayav misa and based in. Being nana from an asher plant is not a chayav misa and based in. So the Ran teaches us a very important idea, that when we say, when we, you know, the idea that we all learn as children, that there are three cardinal sins, right? There are three averes that are so chomer that they're hari val yavar. It's not really limited to the ultimate transgression of those three sins. Those three averes should be thought of as avos. And then any aver which falls under the umbrella of one of those three goes into the halach of hari val yavar. Avodah zarah is one of those umbrellas. Any avera that falls under the category of avodah zarah is a harag val yavar. Being nena me avodah zarah is an avodah zarah type of a iser. It's, of course, you're not worshiping avodah zarah. It's a much smaller avera than worshiping avodah zarah. But unlike basar b'chalav, it's aser mishum avodah zarah. Right? We said before it seems comparable to basar b'chalav because they're both just isuri hana. But this one, it's also hana because it's an avodah zarah. So then puts it under the category, under the heading of avodah zarah. The Ran introduces the word abizrayu. Abizrayu avodah zarah means everything that's related to and connected to avodah zarah. The way the Ran defines it is any lav in the parsha of avodah zarah is a harag val yavar. And therefore the Ran says that, yeah, to be misrabim me'atzei asherah, even though other isuri hana are lekili ekerem basa b'chalav, you're allowed to use for a refuah, but avodah zarah plants, atzei asherah, you can't use for a refuah, even though it's not the biggest avera in the world, but it's in the category of avodah zarah, and that makes it yahar val yavar.
So the Ran is mechulek on Tosfos.
Right. And the Ran is, Tosfos explicitly says, yeah, that such a case is not yahar val yavar.
Yeah.
It's only if you're using the avodah zarah power of the plant, but the Ran says, no, anytime that you're using an avodah zarah plant, that's yahar val yavar. And the Ran brings another Gemara. The Ran brings a very, very fascinating Gemara, one of those Gemaras that, if you hear it, you'll remember it. That it's hard to forget such a story that the Gemara tells. That the Ran says that this Gemara illustrates very clearly this halacha of abizrayu. We said there are three shalosh chamuris: abizrayu, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim. So in the category of gilui arayos, the Gemara tells a story. It's a Sanhedrin of Ayin Hay. Hahu gavra or ma'isa ba'adam echad. I think it says sha'olsa b'libay tina la'isa isha. That he had a passion for a certain woman. He was going crazy. He was dying to have that isha. Huh?
He had a desire
so much so that the doctors said that he's going to die if he can't satisfy his passion, his desire. So the Gemara says that Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, Yomus v'al tiboy alai, let him die, because he can't have be with her. Now, that part of the Gemara is nothing surprising. Gilui arayos is one of the Shalosh Chamuros. So this woman was usher to him. The Gemara goes on to say, let's say, at least according to one opinion, that it was an Eishes Ish. Let's work with that for now. She was an Eishes Ish, so this is Gilui arayos mamish. So they said, Yomus v'al tiboy alai, that's the din of Yehar Gval Yavar. We all know that. But then the doctor said, you know what, the doctor started negotiating with the rabbis. And they said, you know what, maybe he doesn't really need the full-fledged hana. Tam with the fun of Aruma. That let her stand in front of him, not dressed. He'll satisfy his desire a little bit like that, and he'll get better. Otherwise, he's going to die. And the Chacham said, Yomus, let him die. V'al tam with the fun of Aruma. We're not going to allow that. Finally, the doctors came up with a third plan C, that tisaper imay me'achari hageder. Let him, he wants to hear her voice, he wants to talk to her, let her stand behind the machitza and talk to him. And the Chacham said, you almost fall tisaper imay me'achari hageder. Let him die rather than talk to him from behind the curtain. Now, the Gemara is interesting for a bunch of reasons. Let me just first mention one interesting ha'ara that not at all negate to our sugi. I just think it's an interesting aspect of this Gemara. From a modern perspective, we don't have any doctors in the audience here, right? But from a modern perspective, I think we would agree that this medical advice was nonsense. I mean, there's no such thing, I would think. I don't know, I'm not a doctor. When I spoke about this on Shabbos, there were Shuli was there and Dani Narowitz was there. They didn't object to my saying that this was medical nonsense. And yet, the Gemara makes no issue out of that. The Rabbanim worked with what the doctor said. That was the given in the story was that this is a case of pikuach nefesh because that's what the doctor said. Whether they were right or they were wrong, yeah, in hindsight, we would say they were probably wrong. But the Rabbanim at that time weren't interested in that. They said, we're going to treat the, you know, we have the medical reality is what the doctors say, and then the halachic reality is, you know, is how we interpret the Torah, and they put them together. And in this case, the halacha is, yomus val tibar, lo yomus val tasapri, m'maychay yageder. That's the first ta'ara. But as far as the etzem point that the Gemara is making, the Gemara says that he should die, meaning they treated this as a harag bal yavar. Fakhtaran, what were they doing already? Like what did the doctors want? What did the guy want? This is the Gili Arayas? It says in the Torah that you know, a person's not allowed to live with an Eshesish, live with a, you know, all of those are described in the Torah as Laisigala Ervason. And that's Lashon of Bia. That's Lashon of Bia. Over here, Lasaprim Mechari Agenta, there's no Bia, there's not Gili Arayas. Lamashal, let's say two Eidim come to Beis Din and tell the Beis Din, we saw these two people talking to. She's an Ishish, and he's somebody else. Yeah, he's a man that's not her husband, and they were talking together. Meichoy Agedar, Beis Din, what are you going to do about it? Beis Din does nothing. That's not a punishable offense. So it's not Gili Arayas, and yet the Gemara says Yehargo Yavar that he has to die not to do that. So Zakhtaran, you see over here that there's a concept called Avizrayu. That Gili Arayas doesn't just mean Gili Arayas mamish. Gili Arayas is like an av, and any toldo of Gili Arayas, anything that's usher mishum Gili Arayas, that also goes into the halacha of Yehareg Bal Yavar. And the Ran says, so the same thing is true over here in our sugya. When it says, v'komusav b'chutz ma'aseh asheira, it's because it's not just avodah zarah mamish, but anything that's usher mishum avodah zarah goes into the halacha of Yehareg Bal Yavar. So atzei asheira is abizrayu of avodah zarah. The same way lasapri m'mechari agedar is abizrayu of gili arayis, and therefore both of them have a din of Yehareg Bal Yavar.
How would you define abizrayu?
It's a good question. Unfortunately, I really don't know. Is
related,
it
related? No, too.
Yeah, that's the gist that I gather out of context. But the actual translation of the word, I don't know.
It's Aramaic.
Right. Okay. Maybe it's somehow related. Right. Maybe it's somehow related to the word avak. I don't know. Okay. Anyway. So we said there's machlok. The guy with the atzei shayla, there's a machlok is Tosfos on the Ran. The Tosfos seem to be disagreeing with the Ran, because they said that if you just want to use Atzei HaSheira, but not for that, with the Avodah Zarah power of it, then that's okay. It's not, you're allowed to do that for Piguach Nefesh. So what's Tosfos going to say to that Gemara? If Tosfos doesn't hold of Avizrayu, then what are they going to say to that Gemara in Sanhedrin about Yomus V'al Tamil Lefon of Aruma, Yomus V'al Tasaprim V'Mechari Aygeder? That's not Gilei Reis Mamish. Surely that's only Mishum Abizrayu. So how could Tosfos deny the din of Abizrayu? You know, here in the Gemara of Atzei HaSheira, there's two ways to learn. Tosfos could say that it doesn't mean you're just being over the Leis Asa. That means you're using the Avodah power of the plant. Okay. But in that Gemara, it seems that there's no escaping the fact that that's just Abizrayu. It's not Gilei Reis Mamish. So we'll put that question on hold and explore a little more that Gemara. It says that he had to give up his life not to violate this Abizrayu of Gilei Arayas. The Ran uses that Gemara as a raya to the concept of Abizrayu. The way the Ran defines why it's Abizrayu is because although it's not over the primary issue of Gilei Arayas, which is Bia, but you're over a lower level loisase within the parish of Gili Arayas. Which loisase? Loisikvu legale serva, which is also in parish of Tachreimais. It's the first pasuk in the parish of Arayas. Before it gets into any of the specifics of Arayas, it says, Ish el kol she'er basare loisikvu legale serva. Loisikvu, so in the Sifri, in the Teres Kainim, it makes it drasha, that even a maisa that's a kurva la arayas, such as chibuk v'nishuk literally means hugging, kissing, any kind of physical contact that's a kurva la'arayis, an approach to arayis, is also asur with a lav of leisikavu. The Rambam brings down this lav in his Sefer Mitzvahs that if a person is involved in any kind of a kurva la'arayis, such as chibuk v'nishuk, ukayetzi b'ayimin ha'pu'ulais, a similar action, then he's over the leisas. Oh, so he's asking an interesting shayla. Would that include shaking hands? That's a very interesting shayla.
But speaking behind the mechitza.
Ah, okay. Well, that we're not up to yet. The Rambam certainly doesn't mention that. Let's put that on hold. But once I mention chibuk v'nishuk, so Yitz says, well, what about shaking hands? So Rav Moshe Feinstein said that we should consider that this in the category of chibuk v'nishuk, because it's meant as a gesture of closeness, right? So even though it's not, right, most people would say it's not really meant. It's really not meant as a sexual closeness. Mm-hmm. It's just meant as a friendly kind of a closeness. But he says, but that's very different when we talk about what's not included is like incidental type of negia, touching where, let's say, like by, you know, when you're getting change from a cashier. So that's totally incidental. It's not meant to be making contact. But over here, the idea is when people come and meet, right, what's the whole idea behind shaking hands? By putting my hand in yours, we're establishing closeness to each other. So Rav Moshe said that should be considered like chibuk v'nishuk. But so the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs that the lav of lisikvu legalis erva is a loisase forbidding chibuk v'nishuk. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban says that if you take the Rambam literally, that means if two Edom come to Beis Din and say that we saw this man and this Eishes Ish having contact with each other, let's go with the contact the Rambam describes, hugging each other, then Beis Din would give them malchus. Ramban says, that's not true. Of course, it's a terrible thing, right? Basin would certainly warn them. Basin would say, we don't want you anywhere near each other. Basin would, you know, tries to enact safeguards to discourage that kind of behavior. It's not mutter, but you don't get malchus for that. The leisase in the Torah is just for bia. The word, the positive of leisikru, the Ramban says, that lashon also means bia. And yeah, the Teretz Kayanim, it says that we learn from here, Chibuk V'nishuk, the Teretz Kayanim just meant it as an asmachta. That there's an asmachta, there's a remez over here to the idea that a lower level contact is also bad, but it's not an Isser Day, right? It's not us with the late Sasa. You wouldn't get Malkus for it. So it's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban about whether there's a lav of lesikrevu forbidding contact between a man and a woman that doesn't involve bia. So the Ran that we started with, the Ran that says that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Adam Echad Shalta B'Livetina, and it said Yomus Va, you know, there's a Yehard V'Yavar, even for those low-level Isurim, the Ran said, because he's violating the Leisas Ovele Sikru Legalis Erva, that Ran is endorsing the Rambam. He's saying over a Rambam. When he says that's a violation of Ovele Sikru Legalis Erva, he means based on the Rambam Shita. And L'chayra, and the Shach points out, the Shach in Yerudei Kufnun Zayin, he brings down this Ran, and the Shach says that L'chayra, that Gemara is a very strong challenge against the Ramban. How could the Ramban say that there's no Isser Deiraisa, there's no Leisasa in Chibuk V'Nishuk, in any lower level approaches to Arayas? The Gemara over there takes it so seriously that it says you have to die rather than do it. It's just an Issa Dravanan, it's just a low-level Isser. So the Shach says that from that Gemara, there seems to be a stark Araya that it's a real Issa Deraisa with a lav, and therefore the Gemara says it's a Araya to the Rambam against the Ramban. The Shach endorses that Rambam. Now, Agav, once we're mentioning that Shach, so the Shach then also says, this ties into the Shach that you were asking before, the Shach says, but don't get carried away. He's saying, I'm passing like the Rambam, because I think this Gemara in Sanhedrin is a riot to the Rambam. But don't take the Rambam too far. The Rambam is not saying that there's a leisas against any contact between a man and a woman. It's only if it's meant, you know, derech hanah, if it's for the sake of getting hanah, a man from a woman or a woman from a man, then it's us with a leisas. But incidental touching, is not. So his example is, you know, I gave the example before of getting change from a cashier, but he gives an even more relevant example, and he says medical treatment is not included in this Isser because that, you know, that's not done for the sake of getting hana one from the other. So that's not included in this Sefilas Tikkun. But any time that a man and a woman mean to be getting hana from one another, so that's a real violation of Alayis Asa. And this Gemara is a raya, because if they say Yehareg Bal Yavar, so it's got to be a real Issa Deraisa. Now, but there's something very strange about the Shach, because he says that this Gemara is a raya to the Rambam, because according to the Ramban, we would have trouble understanding it. Sounds like, but according to the Rambam, we understand it very well. According to the Rambam, yeah, it's a real violation of Alayis Asa. But like you mentioned before, Danny, the cases in this Gemara are really not at all like what the Rambam brings down. The Rambam says there's an Issa D'Oraisa of Chibuk V'Nishuk. That's a real Issa D'Oraisa. The Gemara was saying Yehareg Bal Yavar on things far short of that. Right? Tamid Lefon Avaruma, Tesaprim Rechere Geder, there's no contact there. There's no negia. They were, as they say in English nowadays, shomer negia. And yet the Gemara said that it's Yehareg Bal Yavar. How do you explain? This is Rav Shlomo Eger asked this kashi. Rav Shlomo Eger has notes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. It's called the Gilyan Maharsha. You see many pages in the Shulchan Aruch, one of the commentaries on the outside margin is Gilyan Maharsha. That's not the Maharsha of Maharsha fame from the back of the Gemara. You know, the Shin Aleph could stand for anything. So over here it stands for Rav Shlomo Eger. That was Rav Eger's son. And he asked this kasha. He says, the Shach is bringing down this Gemara as a raya to the Rambam, as if, you know, since the Rambam said, yeah, there's a lav even on lower level approaches, so then the Gemara makes sense. But how does the Gemara make sense? The Rambam's lower level approaches were chibuk v'nishuk. That's a physical contact. The Gemara is talking about things that are far less than that. There's no physical contact there at all. So we still don't understand why it's Yehareg Bal Yavar. That's what Shlomo Eger said, right? And he leaves it as a kasha. Now the truth is that there's a Rambam, a little bit of a secret Rambam, because this the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is widely quoted. It's you know, the Sefer HaMitzvos is, the Rambam lists the 613 mitzvahs, and he has like a paragraph about each one. In that paragraph, he doesn't go through all the halachas, that's what he does in the Mishnah Torah, but he gives a little bit of an overview of the halachas, and he tells you where the halachas are found, and he discusses a little bit why he decided to count in the Minyan and Mitzvahs. And he, you know, sometimes the paragraph is longer, sometimes it's a little bit shorter, a half a page, a quarter of a page, a whole page, you know, depending on which one. But he has a paragraph for each one, and altogether it makes up a whole Sefer. That's the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Then there's another list of the 613 mitzvahs in the Rambam, which is called the Minyan HaKotzer. The Rambam doesn't call it that, but that's what it's called nowadays, the Minyan HaKotzer. And that is in the front of the first volume of the Rambam's Yad HaChazakah. Yad HaChazakah, which is the 14-volume work covering all Kol Torah Kula. The first Sefer is called Sefer HaMadah. And in the front of the Sefer HaMadah, the Rambam reviews the 613 mitzvahs without a whole paragraph explaining each one, without talking about the halachas and talking about where it's found and where it's learned from and why I decided to count in the Minyan of mitzvahs. Just a line, usually like 5 words for each one. And really, each one is a line. And he puts the 613, and it's, you know, on, let's see, I don't know, 3 or 4 pages in the Rambam. It's not a whole Sefer, it's just a few pages. In which he reviews the 613 mitzvahs. If you go to Leis Asa 363 over there, again, that's the number in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Leis Tikrevu, where the Rambam says that it's a lav against Chibuk V'Nishuk. If you go to Leis Asa 353 in the Minyan HaKotzer, so he says that from Leis Tikrevu L'Galei Serva, we learn out that you're not, that there's an Isser D'Oraisa on Chibuk V'Nishuk Remiza Ukvitza. He adds 2 words, even though this is the Kotzer, right? Usually he says less. But he adds 2 words that did not appear in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And these 2 words, how do you translate it? Remiza means like making signs, and kvitza is motions or gestures. So what this sounds like it's saying is that if a man and a woman are making eyes at one another, communicating, you know, with some kind of a non-physical and maybe even non-verbal, but some kind of a communication that's meant lahagdala taiva, that's meant to attract one of them, you know, to one another, and it's an erva. So the Rambam says that's also included in Lysikrovo. Now, it's a very big difference between these two versions. I mentioned that the Ramban disagreed with the Rambam. Right? The Ramban says there's no Isadai Raisa, there's no Loisasa, at least in the Torah, against Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Ramban is writing this in his critique on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And if you take a look at the end of the paragraph, he was very attentive to all the Rambams. And he says that what the Rambam wrote over here, that there's a Loisasa against Chibuk V'Nishuk, I disagree. That's bad enough. But what he writes in the front of the Sefer HaMado when he reviews his Minyan HaMitzvahs, and he writes over there, there's a Isur Deraisa even against Remiza Ukvitza, the Ramban uses a very strong Lashon, Heim Dvarim Betalim. He says, that's nonsense. He says, that's ludicrous to think that that could be a Leisasa in the Torah. Now, this is the Ramban Lashidasa. The Ramban holds that there's no Leisasa at all, except on real Bia. Approaches to Arayis are not Asur with a Leisasa. So Ramban says that to say that the Leisasa against Chibuk V'Nishuk is wrong, and to say that the Leisasa on Kvitz Ramiza is even more wrong. So that, he says, is ridiculous. But the Rambam holds that there is an Isser, a Leisasa Deiraisa, on an approach to Arayis. And just how far away is the approach? So we have two versions. I don't know if you can really know for sure which one, you know, what's the bottom line, which is his real opinion. Maybe what he wrote in the Minyan HaKatzer he retracted later. It could be, I don't know. But there's two versions of the Rambam with very big nafkaminas. I said over to my Talmidim, you know, this is obviously an interesting topic. I say it's going to have very very relevant nafkaminas, halacha lemaisa, if your sister wants to have a boyfriend. Because, you know, if she wants to have a boyfriend, but they're going to be shomer negia, so according to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, she's not being over a leisasa. According to the Rambam, the way he expressed it in the Minyan HaKatzer, so to, you know, spend time together and enjoy each other's company because, you know, it's an isha and an isha, so that would fall into the kvitz of a remiza.
So it only applied to isha shish.
So that's a good point. That the Rambam is talking about an erva. A pnuya is not an erva. Nothing should be wrong, except that nowadays every pnuya is a nida. Because the women don't go to the mikveh until they get married. So our high school girl is an erva also. Huh?
I've got a shiksa.
Yeah. Well, there's the kanoya. That's a good shaila. There's a lot of discussion.
Not the same.
In some ways it's more chomer, but in some ways less so. She doesn't have an isra nida, but there's a din of kanoya and poigim bai. And Ayin Sham in the Ramban and another mefarshim over there that and in Shulchan Aruch also the mefarshim talk about whether how that falls into this. How this halacha will affect such a case. Let's put that aside for now. So, according to the way the Rambam expresses it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if she's Shemer Negiya, so she's not being over a Leisasa. But according to the way he expresses it in the Minyan HaKatzer, it's a Leisasa even without Negiya. But why do I say, when I tell my Bachram that there's Negiya, if your sister asks a Shaila, am I allowed to have a boyfriend? What about if you ask a Shaila, am I allowed to have a girlfriend? Hold on one second. So that would be, because that's not Negei to this anyway. Because for boys, there's an Isser of Vinishmartim, we call Davara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that we learn from Vinishmartim, we call Davara, Shla Yahar Adam Beyoim, Vyavilu De Tumma Balaila. So that Isser will apply to any kind of hanging, you know, if a boy is going to be hanging out with a girl and enjoying her company. So he's over on that. It brings to Hurri Avera, which is a clearest deraisa for men, but not necessarily for women. So I said, so that's why I tell them tongue in cheek that you know, if your sister's asking the shayla, it's enough nafkamina between two versions of the Rambam. That's a good shayla.
Before there was Asr,
yeah.
If you go according to the Rambam,
right?
According to what he has, right? Then even just. Which you would call normal dating, is it?
Right. I think the answer is that because that's that's lidei, it's lidei mitzvah, meaning it's for the sake of nisuin. It's lahavi lidei mitzvah. So I think that's the answer. But
if you look at the Rambam, the way you say.
Yeah, I think the question is.
A problem.
Yeah, I'm not sure the answer does justice to the question. Yeah, no, I hear the hara.
The Chassidim have a different way of answering the question.
Yeah, but
otherwise,
as far
as I'm not sure if that answers this fully either. I mean, everybody takes some liberty, right? With right, I would assume that even if you have a very simple basho, a very brief basho.
Right, you have to have. We said that they have to see each other before. Mm-hmm. They
get right, done. Right. So if there's going to be a hanah from that, so that means we're being matir something which is a harig val yaver in the case of the Gemara. But right in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but if it's for the sake of getting married, then it's mutter. So what exactly the lumness of that is, I think, is a good shaila.
As far as the shiksa is concerned,
yeah,
they say the Torah says kadoshim ki yiyu.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Okay. Right. Okay, I hear.
Isn't there a Gemara in kedushin that says that if a guy's walking pashut and he sees a woman v'shachba, he takes her home, and he makes her into a wife. I mean, that's a similar. He had a desire.
You're in the parish of Eishes Vastayar.
I think the Gemara in Kedushin speaks about even in the Shuk.
The Gemara says that if somebody is Mekadesh and Eishes Vastayar, we give him Malkus.
I'm not sure what else I'm referring to.
Okay, I don't know.
What did
David Amela
do? To keep himself warm when he was older.
Wasn't
that a problem?
Okay, that's a good shayla. I'm going to leave that aside for now. I'm going to leave that aside for now.
He held like the Ramban.
In the Rambam, so coming back to Rabbi Shlomo Eger says that. That the Shach said that the Gemara is a riot to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, I understand why it's a harig val yaver. According to the Rambam, it's very shver. Rabbi Shlomo Eger said that in the Rambam also it's very shver because what they were doing was less than chibuk v'nishuk. Mm-hmm. So even in the Rambam, there's no, you're not being over on a leisaseh. So to that, we have a little bit of a response that according to one version of the Rambam, it could be that what they were doing in the Gemara Sanhedrin really was an aveira of a leisaseh. And that explains why it's a harig val yaver. And the Ran, who brings the pasuk of Alei Sikrevu, who says they were being over on Alei Sasa in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Taka sounds like he holds like the Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzar, that any kind of even a non-physical approach la'arayis goes into the Issa de'arayis of Alei Sikrevu. So that's the Ran Shita, and that's Alpi, the Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzar. But based on the way the Rambam says it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it sounds like what was going on in the Gemara in Sanhedrin was not a real aveira of Alei Saseh. So here the Shach was saying that the Gemara is very sure on the Ramban. Why are we saying Har Gval Yavi not being on Alei Saseh? One can answer the Kasha that in the Rambam also it's Shver, because even the Rambam holds of a lav of Alei Saseh, but what they were doing was not an aveira of Alei Saseh. So the Kasha comes back. Why were they saying Har Gval Yavi if not even being over on Alei Saseh? So the truth is that if you take a look in the Ramban, where the Ramban said that he's disagreeing with the Rambam, and he's saying that Le Sikrevu is not a real Leisasa, it's a drush in the Torah's Kainim, but it's just an Asmach, it's not a real Leisasa, that Leisasa is only on Bia. Then the Ramban says, so what do I think about Chibuk V'Nishuk, a guy being Mechabik V'Nashika, Eishas Sri Ehu? Is that, are you allowed to do that? As far as I'm concerned, the Ramban says, of course not, Chas V'Shalom. So what is it? So the Ramban has a very interesting lashon. He says, either it's, maybe you could call it an Issa de Rabbanon, or maybe you could call it an Issa de Raisa, u'kemoi chatzi shir. It's the lashon of the Ramban. And what does he mean by that? That like a chatzi shir. Now, it's not really usur al in the din of chatzi shir. It's like a half a kazayas of nevela, but what he probably means is that where chatzi shir is usur min ha-Torah. What he probably means is that if the Torah says, and take a look in the lashon, it Sounds a little. I'm just saying over one. I'm saying over the most catchy phrase from the paragraph. But if you take a look at what he writes, what it sounds like he's saying is that there could be such a thing as an Issa de Reisa without a pasuk in the Torah that says it. If there's something that's obvious to us that if you asked Hashem, is this okay, he would say no, that makes a deraisa. You don't need more than that. And if the Torah said that it is an aveira for a man and a woman to have relations, to have bia, so things that are maybe lide bia, of course that's also a deraisa. You know, some things are also midir abundant because they're maybe lide, but that's because, you know, Chazal said that you shouldn't carry, you know, in a mavui sasum, right, with the three walls, because you might come to carry out into the shesarabim. But that's not something that mamish brings you to it. That's just, they were worried that if you do this, you might come to do that. They said don't eat basari b'chalav, because then you might eat basa b'chalav also, but it's not something that mamish brings you to it. So that's not aser misvara. That you needed a takonas chachamim. But to do something that leads you right into iser deraisa, the nature of the maisa, why people do this is to bring to the next maisa, and that maisa is aser deraisa. So of course you're not allowed to do something which is designed to bring you to an iser deraisa. Even if you're going to be careful and you're not going to do the iser deraisa, but if it's a maisa which by its nature is maybe lidei and isa deraisa, so that's pashut that the Torah wouldn't, that if you would ask the Torah, of course the Torah would say no, and that's enough to make it aser. So it's a mechudesh de Ramban, both, you know, as a local idea, b'mkoymai, and also more globally, meaning he's saying that the iser of a kravel arayis could be aser deraisa because of what it brings towards, and more globally he's saying that it's, you can have something aser mideraisa even if there isn't really a pasuk for it. It's interesting. It's a little bit reminiscent of a different Ramban. There's a Ramban al Torah. When the Ramban says, you know, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, which talks about Tzar Bali Chayim. And the Gemara says that there's a machlokes whether Tzar Bali Chayim is deraisa or Tzar Bali Chayim is derabanan. But the Gemara never says, Leman da'omer that it's deraisa, where does it come from? There's a man d'omer that it's deraisa, so you'd expect the Gemara to say shenemar, but it doesn't say anywhere shenemar. There is a pasuk that, you know, the Gemara talks about it in the sugya of priku te'ina, in the sugya of gemilas chasadim, where it says that if your neighbor's donkey is overloaded, the Gemara says over there the tsar balechayim, but pashas, that's not a makor, but pashas, that mitzvah is just because of gemilas chasadim. So the pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is calling an Issa deraisa without giving us any makar. So there's a Ramban in Bereishis, where the Ramban says that, you know, everybody knows how in the times of Adam and Rishon, man was not allowed to eat meat. In the times of Noach, the halacha changed, and the Ramban has this, is a very interesting piece in the Ramban, which we're not going to go through, a whole explanation of why it was this way before and why it changed after. But one point that the Ramban says that's very interesting is that from the fact that originally, until for whatever reason something changed, nice. Originally the Torah didn't allow Adam to eat meat, which shows that there's this expectation that man should have a degree of respect towards the animals. So Dr. Ramban, that's the makar for the halacha of Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. You know, there's no pasuk that talks about Tzar Bali Chaim. But the Ramban says, but if I could gather from learning Bereishis that the Torah meant for people to treat animals with respect, so of course you can't. Of course you can't go be mitzarid on purpose. Again, Tzar Bali Chaim has, you know, there are things that you're allowed to do if it's letzerich and adam. But if it's just, you know, just sadistically, so that's an iser deraisa. I don't think so. The Ramban, no, I don't think so. I can't tell you with certainty, but I don't think so. And I guess even though it's deraisa, but the minyan and mitzvahs are the commandments. He's saying this is not a commandment, it's just something that you're not allowed to do, because if you read the Torah, you know Hashem doesn't let, even though he never said so.
Yeah, but then so, the Rabbanon is also the Torah doesn't let, right? Rabbanon said the Torah doesn't want you to do A, B, C.
You mean because also. The Torah said
not because the Torah says that you have to listen to Rabbanon. If Rabbanon,
interpreted the Torah to tell you that this is also forbidden, right?
So when they were interpreting the Torah, it's Deraisa. But right, when
I don't know,
when they say b'chalev imoy means not just imoy, it means any par, right? Any para that, right. That about this deraisa.
Okay, but let's.
But when they say b'saroif, a real b'dvaravon like b'saroif,
right?
So they're not interpreting it into the Torah. So that's.
And they're not interpreting, but their conclusion is that Torah doesn't want you to do that, right? I mean, or no, they say we said it.
I think so, right? No, I think over there they would say that the Torah. The Torah has no problem with it, but we think it's not a good idea because of what it could lead towards. Right. Asusiyag la-Torah. But over here, so these two Rambans are maybe the same idea, right? That by Tsar Bali Chaim and over here by Chibuk V'Nishuk, he says that you know that the Torah doesn't let, so the Torah doesn't even have to say it. It makes it also deraisa. Because it's makes over here, because it's maybe lidei. Al kapanim, what that means is that there's an idea that something can be asur midei raisa because it's maybe, even if there isn't a pasuk about it, because it's maybe lidei, the gilui arayos. So maybe that's the getter of the harig v'alyavar, of abizrayu. Abizrayu of gilui arayos is anything that's maybe lidei gilui arayos. Not because you're over on a leisasa. The Ran had said that the getter advarim is because you're over on a leisasa. But right, and the Shach said, but according to the Ramban, there's no leisasa, so how could you explain that Gemara? Why was it Yehar Gval Yavar?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Ramban's definition of Abizrayu is anything that's maybe Lidei of a Yizur Gilirayas and Shvichas Damim. And the truth is, you could say this with or without his Vart that makes it Deraisa. Certainly it's easier if that makes it Deraisa, but maybe even if there isn't an Deraisa, the mere fact that it's maybe Lidei Gilui Arayos, maybe that's the halacha of Abizrayu. They have to sacrifice your life not to do something which is maybe Lidei, which brings towards Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos Shvichas Damim. And that's why he had that Yehar Gval Yavar in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, the truth is, coming back to the Gemara that we started with, the Atzei Asheira, Makomos Abachos Me Atzei Asheira, so we said back at the beginning that there's Machalikus Tesis on the Ran. The Ran says it means any use of the Atzei Asheira. Tosfos said it's only if you're using the Avodah Zarah mm-hmm. power of the Atzei Asheira.
Mm-hmm.
So B'Pashtos, Tosfos is more limited, right? The Ran is saying that you have to give up your life in every case. And Tosfos said, no, it's only in the case context. where right, in a more limited case, where you're using the Avodah Zarah power of the plant. So in that way, Tosfos is being more makel. Tosfos is limiting this requirement of Harag Valyavar. But in a certain respect, Tosfos is coming at something of a chumrah because when we said over the Tosfos before that according to Tosfos, you only have to give up your life if you're using the Avodah Zarah power of the plant. So we said, so it sounds like according to Tosfos, this is not any big chiddush. This is just the regular halacha of Avodah Zarah. You have to sacrifice your life for Avodah Zarah. Is this real Avodah Zarah, though? If you're using the Avodah Zarah power of the plant, I mean, Tosfos gives an example that there's an incantation. The doctor says, if you bring me the plant from the base of Avodah Zarah, I can do this incantation, and then when you smear it onto your wound, you'll get better. So you're not the one that worshipped the plant, and you're not the one that's doing the incantation. But because the people that attend the church worship the plant, and now because this doctor is going to recite his incantation over that plant, then it's going to make you get better. Okay, it sounds like an awful thing to believe in, but where's your mice of Avodah Zarah? If you read the Tosfos carefully, Tosfos says that in that case, it's Yehar Gval Yavar because Dilma Asi Lemiti Basrei. You might come to stray after it. In other words, we don't allow you to use that even if your life is on the line because it might make a believer out of you. So if you go to a doctor and he says, bring me the Avodah Zarah plant and I'll say some incantation and then you'll get better. And you bring it and he says it and then you get better. So then you might go and join that religion. Dilma asi lemiti basrei, so yehar gval yavar. Which means that even according to Tosfos, we're not talking about the avera of Avodah Zarah. If somebody does this, and Be'edim come and tell Beis Din, this guy, he went to that doctor, and the doctor prescribed this medicine, and he did it, Beis Din's not going to kill him for that, because he didn't do a mice of Avodah Zarah. All he did was a maisa that might lead to avodah zarah. So it's not avodah zarah mamish, and I don't even know if it's a derabbanon. I mean, I guess we do know it's an asumi derabbanon, but I mean, I don't know if it's a low level iser either, like a leisa aseh. It's just something that Chazal said, if you do that, you might become a worshiper. So we're not going to let you do that. Which means in this respect, Taiz is being more machmir than the Ran. Because although the Ran said, I'm answering every case, but his reason for answering was because you're over on a loisase. He said, if you're nene from an avodah zarah plant, you're violating liyid b'gech b'um and acherim, which is a real violation of a loisase. But according to Taizvis, you're not giving up your life because of the loisase, right? Because, like Taizvis says, just being over a loisase, you don't have to give up your life for that. Why are you giving up your life? Because you're doing something that could bring lidei avodah zarah. But that's not a loisase. What you're doing, what Taizvis is forcing you to give up your life for, might not even be an issa d'oraisa. But because it's maybe lidei, maybe it's chatzi shir in the Ramban's, if we compare what the Ramban said to Gilei Raya to this, so we hear by avodah zarah, maybe we fall into that kind of a chatzi shir. But because it's maybe lidei avodah zarah, you have to give up your life for it. So Tosis's pshat on atzei asheira actually turns out to be quite similar to the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that there's a concept of abizrayu that requires that we give up our life for anything that'll bring to one of the chamurais of avodah zarah, gilui ra'is, shvichas damim. So the Ran, we started off that the Ran is the machmer. He says you always have to give up your life not to use the asheira plant. And Taiz says only in rare circumstances when you're using the power of the plant. The Ran says that it's because you're being over on a leis aseh. And that's the idea of Abizrayu. And over here is a Laisase, being Nana from Avodah Zarah. And in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a Laisase, Taizvis disagrees with the Ran's Pshat in this Gemara. And we know that at least the Ramban and many Rishonim disagree with what the Ran says about the other Gemara, about it being a violation of a Laisase. But what Taizvis and the Ramban both seem to be saying is that you don't even need a leisase to have to give up your life. Even if what you're doing is not even an aveira of a leisase, but if it's something that could be maybe lidei of a desire or gilui arayis, then that's a yaharig bal yaver. So in that respect, this position is more chomer than the Ran's position. But both of them are saying that we learn from these two Gemaras the concept of abizrayu, meaning. We said at the beginning of the shiur, we were saying that the Ran learns this Gemara is Abizrayu. According to Taisis, this Gemara is more of a straightforward Avodah Zarah. But what we're seeing now is that really both according to the Ran and according to Taisis, both of the two Gemaras are demonstrating the concept of Abizrayu, but there could be different definitions of what's Abizrayu. Is it a loisasa associated with the Avera, or is it anything which is maybe lidei, the Avera?
So in Abizrayu, and I don't mean it in a cynical way at all, but you wear a red bendel and you give it koiches. You think that's going to protect you from something. Or you go to this makubal.